You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A home for summertime visitors in Jackson may soon become affordable housing for locals. The town is set to buy Jackson's only RV park, marking a shift in prioritizing seasonal travelers to putting residents first. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach has more.
The Virginian RV Park sits on 5 acres right outside of downtown. April Norton with the town and Teton County's Affordable Housing Department says it's the perfect location to house local workers.
We're excited to see housing for community members next to the library and next to the Start Barn and right down the street from where I live. I'm excited to have some new neighbors, people who are living and working here locally.
If the sale goes through, officials say the lot will help house police, school staff, and EMS employees, and make a dent in the town's need for more than 2,000 affordable homes over the next few years. Norton says it'll probably be a mix of townhomes and apartments. The RV park will stay open for the next 2 summers. Norton says she hopes to work with county planners to identify other spots for summer campers. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently released its grasshopper forecast for this year. The insects aren't always bad for farmers, and small populations of them can be beneficial to an ecosystem. But large outbreaks can threaten rangelands and lead to huge economic losses. That's why the USDA is using data from last year to predict what areas in the West could see high grasshopper populations. Areas near Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Pinedale, Wyoming, and southern Idaho could see swarms this year. The USDA is also predicting elevated levels in northern New Mexico, eastern Colorado, and northern Arizona. The best way to contain a potential grasshopper outbreak is by using sprays or baits that kill the insects. Some of the largest utility companies in the region want to increase electricity rates. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Wyoming's largest electric utility is asking the state to increase rates by about 7.5%. Residential customers would see their bills go up by an average of $3.52 every month. Idaho Power is proposing a double-digit rate increase, and prices have also gone up recently in parts of Colorado, Utah, and Nevada. Tyler Hodge is with the Energy Information Administration. He says around the country, electricity is getting more expensive.
Specifically last year, we did see some of the largest increase in recent memory, and a lot of that was mainly due to just general increases in overall fuel costs.
He says factors like general inflation, the price of natural gas, and extreme weather can be costly for utility companies. They then pass that burden on to customers. Hodge says increased rates will especially hurt lower-income households. Protesters in Colorado recently called on lawmakers to lower energy rates. In New Mexico, a bill that would help people with lower incomes passed the state Senate. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
You're listening to Jackson Hole Community Radio.